It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
A little girl listened intently as a missionary from Rhodesia was speaking to her church Sunday school class in Decatur, Alabama. The missionary was telling the class of the various needs which black Rhodesians have. Approximately $125 will send a black Rhodesian student to college for 1 year, the missionary said. And unless the black Rhodesian has a college education, they cannot vote. What the missionary said was of great interest to Ladell McWhorter. After the class was over, Ladell talked to her younger sister about the missionary's remarks. Ladell was in the sixth grade, and her sister Lou Ann was in the fourth grade. The girls discussed the situation and planned their course of action. For the next few months, they saved their allowance. They saved some of their lunch money. They cut grass. They collected soft drink bottles and did other odd jobs to earn money. The parents of the young girls soon became concerned about their actions. They knew that the girls were saving their money, but they had no idea why. Ladell and Lou Ann told no one, not even their parents, what they had planned. It was their personal secret. They had a goal toward which they were working. Nearly 7 months after the missionary had spoken to the church school class, the two girls counted their money. They had a total of $125.57 saved. It had taken a lot of effort, a lot of work, a lot of sacrifice, and a lot of love, but they had reached their goal. Ladell and Lou Ann put their money in an envelope and headed off toward their church building. They wanted to see their minister. They had a secret they wished to share. The girls told their minister that they had been saving their money to send a black Rhodesian to college for a year. The girls asked their minister, Reverend Herb Williamson, if he would explain the situation to their parents. The following Sunday morning at the close of the service, the minister called Ladell and Lou Ann to the front along with their parents. The girls and their parents came forward. The parents were not sure why the minister had made such a request. But as they stood before the congregation of Wesley United Methodist Church, they listened as the minister dedicated the money to the education of a black Rhodesian college student. This was the first knowledge that Mr. and Ms. McWhorter had of their daughter's project. The minister later wrote that this was the greatest sermon this church has ever seen. Somewhere in the good book it says, and I quote, "And a little child shall lead them." Ladell and Lou Ann McWhorter are living examples of the validity of that statement.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.